Chapter 22, Convergence 2022. I will be talking today about so many things, and you'll say, what's that got to do with my business? I got to tell you, so often when I'm doing these chapters, I remind myself to say that, to write it. What's this have to do with my business? Like, to get back to it, as if I have to get back to it. We don't have to get back to it. You do good things will happen. I promise you that. You do stupid things will happen. Convergence is about how you stand in your life, what you stand in your life, what you stand for in your life. How does that affect your business? Because everything is everything. A lot of this stuff is not in my notes. It's in this podcast. I'd like to implement something new. When you get some comments back from John, do yourself a favor. Fix what he talks about. Like, if there's a problem, fix it and send it back. See what he says. See what's going on there. You know what I mean? Like, be a part of what's happening. It's a relationship with God. We learn about a relationship with God with each other. Do you know that? Do you know I didn't have a relationship with God first? I had to have a relationship with people to learn how to have a relationship with God. I had to learn how to act in the first place. It didn't work the other way around. I didn't get suddenly the Holy Spirit descended on me and Psalm 32:10, God surrounds me with his love. It happened, and then I was really good with John. And you. It didn't happen that way. It happened 1, 2, 3. I got to know how I was with other people. I started to act better, to try to get a better result from my relationships. And then I learned that I could do that with God. And then I did it with my relationships. One, I did it. I started to learn I didn't want to be a jerk. And then I tried harder with God. And then because I tried harder with God, I tried harder with everybody else. 1, 2, 3. Take the assignment. When you get some comments back, fix them. Do something for yourself. Do something for those people in your lives. Do something for all that he has given you. Do something because John took the time to write. You know how busy you are, too busy to do these assignments, right? Well, John does everything you do and writes you and everybody else comments. And they're not little ditties. I always write, awesome, great, fantastic. No, not exactly, I'll call you later. John takes the time to write, to think about you. Respond to him. Change it up. Take his comments. 1, 2, 3. You wrote it, he said it, you write it again. What a great thing. What a great thing. Chapter 20, Convergence 2022. Convergence happens, whether you like it or not, to the world, and to you specifically. It floats over the top of us all and descends on us like a storm cloud. It's the combination of all major areas in your life converging on one central theme. It can happen in a single moment, in the world or your life, or both at the same time or separately. There are four categories in convergence. Religion, politics, business, and family. The definition? To assemble, combine, merge, come together, mingle. For example, the world is doing it right now. The world is doing it right now. Converging religion, politics, business, and family. All slammed together, like it or not. Your belief system, knowledge, experience are represented in this merging. Do you understand? In the world, this merge is reflect. What is it doing right now? In the world right now, this merge is reflecting corruption in all areas, lack of structure, people without direction, families broken, godless or false gods, incorrect or twisted information, family, business, politics, and religion sandwiched together, revealing that there is no common denominator or governing force in each of these areas, leaving the whole system wacky. A yield of anger and discourse everywhere. In the past, convergence caused better things. We'll list it in a few minutes. However, in convergence, there is always a fight, good and evil. Today, things are not looking so good. Right is wrong and wrong is right. The list of incomprehensible laws regarding human rights has gone mad. War is on a scale never seen before. All categories losing strength and purpose and goodness. Everything I just mentioned, everything is losing strength. Everything is losing purpose. We are losing goodness in all these major areas in our life. It would seem, right, that the world is failing. Is revival a possibility? In you it is. In you. The world is in God's hands. You can't do anything about the world. You can, however, do something about what you stand for in the world, who you are and what you represent. Can God change the world because of you? Yeah. Yeah. But that's another story. When the world and these four categories merge upon you and all that is dear to you, you may be the only thing that affects a positive result in convergence. How you believe in God, how you handle and direct your family, what type of example are you in your business, and who you vote for in politics and why. I used to think that a major convergence happened every 20 years. It's happening faster now. Rick would say that that's scripture. That scripture has foretold it. Things are happening faster now. The world demands to know what I stand for, what you are, where you stand. Religion is on the front line, what you believe. Politics is on the front line, who you believe. Business is on the front line, how you believe. Family is on the front line, the inheritance of what I believe, what I pass on to my children. We're all witnessing terrible things being changed in the law, hideous decisions, ruling against all that is good, tragic examples everywhere, converging on what is right, badgering what is right. COVID, governors, church attendance, mandatory government, riots, God, no God, believers, non-believers, science, war, 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 bad is good, good is bad, misinformation, scary information, corrupt, all of it everywhere, in all areas of our life, it's converging on top of us, all areas of the world. What do you stand for? What do I stand for? Where does the rubber meet the road? How do I add God to these areas that have gone so wrong, that are attacked by me? My areas are attacked every day, yours attacked every day, and in all areas of the world, these areas are going sideways. How do we teach our children when the world is against all that is good? The world is as it is. Scripture talks of end times, that right will be wrong and wrong will be right. People will choose to facilitate incorrect doctrine into their family, business, politics, beliefs. Don't do that. People will choose to facilitate incorrect doctrine into their family, business, politics, beliefs. Don't do that. Stay close to the word, lest I be lost. Isaiah 5:19. Woe to those who call evil good and good evil, who put darkness for light and light for darkness, who put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. Woe to those who are wise in their own ways, wise in their own eyes, and prudent in their own sight. Before COVID, I could choose God in all aspects of my life. Didn't seem that big of a deal. Family, church, business, and politics, it was okay with most people in America. Not anymore. Jesus Christ's choices cause problems, harsh judgment from the world. Too bad. Stay the course, kids. Dig in. Take him into convergence with you. Listen to God. Talk about you in Scripture. Listen to God talk. I'm going to get the Scripture that I'm giving you. Listen, he is talking about you in Scripture. Psalm 91:7. 1,000 may fall at your side, and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you. Only with your eyes shall you look and see the reward of the wicked, because you have made the Lord, who is my refuge, even the Most High, your dwelling place. No evil shall befall you, Nor shall any plague come near your dwelling, for he shall give his angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways. In their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone. You shall tread upon the lion and the cobra. The young lion and the serpent shall trample underfoot, because he has set his love upon me. Therefore I will deliver him. I will set him on high, because he has known my name. Let me clear that up for you. Because you have set his love, he will deliver you. He will set you on high, because you have known his name. Believers are falling every day, kids. False teachers of the word, crazy twisted ideas of what God really is, blasphemy against the Lord, all of it. All of that could be a teaching all by itself. I'm sure Rick could spin off right now. Rob could spin off right now in a 10-page teaching. But today we got to stick to convergence. Do you understand what it is yet? No, you don't, but you're getting there. The world is standing against God in all critical areas, pushing for change. And this change is not lined up with God. It wasn't always that way. Don't get me wrong. The world has always come against these areas. It has always, but it wasn't this bad. The world has always tried to destroy the fabric of the divine in the name of necessary change. Necessary change, in quotes. Nonsense. Evil, bad things are trying to destroy good, solid doctrine. Today it looks like we're losing the battle in convergence. Convergence, it's all coming together. Convergence, it looks like we're failing in our mission to prevail against evil. It hasn't always been that way. In some cases, convergence came, people rose up and demanded to stand for what is good. Is that right? Is that right? Yeah, convergence came. People rose up and demanded. They had to fight for it, but they demanded what is good. What is an example of good? You had to fight for it, but what is an example? 1 AD to 33 AD, Jesus Christ was born. Convergence. Lived, died, and raised up from the dead. The calendar changed. The world changed forever. Politics, belief systems, business, and family. People chose the Messiah. Convergence. Family, business, politics, religion, all converged. Jesus Christ, the interceding of the Holy Spirit and the Savior of the world. The world was changed irrevocably forever. The biggest conversion in the history of mankind, 1 AD to 33 AD, a man named Jesus Christ. What are some other ones? World War I, 1914 to 1918. World War II, 1939 to 1942. Destroyed millions of lives. Convergence. Everything that was dear. What did we do when it came? Good versus evil. We fought it in all aspects. Good wins. Barely. The world has changed forever, unifying against tyranny. But it was a fight. 1929, the stock market crash, the Great Depression. It affected the entire country, global economics. People's lives were affected everywhere. Belief systems pressed. Jobs, families. Convergence came upon the world, and many turned to God. Good idea. The world changed forever. A global reformatting of banking and commerce. Good versus evil. Good prevails. Barely. Independence of Israel. Another one. May 14, 1948. The independent state of Israel was proclaimed as British rule and Palestine came to an end. That means Israel became a state. In the moment that happened, Egypt, Iraq, Jordan, and Lebanon, and Syria invaded the country. The first minutes they were an independent state, they were attacked. And guess what? They prevailed. Convergence, it all came down. Family, politics, job, religion. Israel prevailed against all odds. One more time, good wins, barely. 2020, Trump, president, COVID attacks, China brings down the world. We're still in it. Convergence is slamming into the big four once again, the big four, right? religion, politics, job, family. Evil is hard at work. I have to choose God. I have to. Do you have to? I hope so. I have to. I hope you do. You know, I mentioned that I don't want to be a jerk anymore. I'm still a jerk. But in the grace of God, not so much. Not so much. That doesn't change the fact that convergence is slamming into the big four. Evil, hard at work. I have to choose God. Yeah, yeah. It's good versus evil, kids. And it remains to be seen what is left standing after this round with convergence. A convergence in the world is easy to see. You can just look at the news, the neighborhood, our leaders. It's clear that all of our lives are converging on these four topics. In yourself, it's a little different perspective. In me, I got to look at myself and what things need to change to stay the course of Jesus Christ in all areas of my life. I got, something sideline, you know, like in Eastern cultures, it's to clear your mind, you know, yoga and, you know, to clear your mind. I don't want to clear my mind. I need to fill it with Christ. I don't want to clear my mind. I'll tell you what happens when I clear my mind. Something will fill it, and that something is not good. I need to fill my mind with Christ. He's the key to my survival, lest the world will eat me up and all that is dear to me. I think what it must have been like for Peter, Paul, James, John, Matthew, the apostles, right? The explosion of Jesus inside the very mind of an apostle into these four areas of their life and what they must have felt when the world came against them. When this explosion happened in their mind of Christ in all these four areas of their life, boom, and it became complete, solid, clear, and the world instantly came against them. You hear what I said about Israel? As soon as it became a state, the world came against them. They prevailed. What? Same thing in these apostles, what it must have felt like when that initial hit, when God was there in front of them and exploded inside of them, walking with the Messiah, asking questions, getting the answers, preparing to bring the gospel to the world. The world would never be the same. These men, the apostles, their adventures immortalized in the Word of God, standing in and creating a positive, standing in, Scripture, standing in, the stories of these men standing in and creating a positive force inside of convergence. We bring those stories into convergence, giving people a shot at goodness, giving you a shot at goodness, faith, God, other people you bring hope to. These events change to those men, the world, the calendar, and the future of mankind irrevocably forever. That's what a convergence can do. It's a powerful event. In and of itself, convergence isn't good or bad. It's how we affect it. It can be an opportunity. What do you do when it comes? What do you do when it comes? What will I do when it presses in on me? Can you cause it? Nobody causes it. I have not been clear on that in the past. We don't cause it. It happens. Events you have nothing to do that push to stand firm for what you believe. You don't cause it. You rise into it and attack in the full armor of God. You see it coming and you run at it. Like David ran at Goliath. You see it coming and you run at it. Matthew 12:30, whoever is not with me is against me. And whoever does not gather with me scatters. So I tell you, every kind of sin and slander can be forgiven. But blasphemy against the Spirit will not be forgiven. Anyone who speaks a word against the Son of Man will be forgiven. But anyone who speaks against the Holy Spirit will not be forgiven, either in this age or in the age to come. How can that be? To disagree with Christ, you can be forgiven? Hey, big flash news bulletin, most of us do. Before we're born again, most of us do disagree with Christ. But you can be forgiven for such matters with Christ. People reject, they even lie about Christianity and Jesus, but you can change your mind and be forgiven. Forgiveness, the unbelief in Christ, comes when a person puts their faith in Christ. That's a long story short, of course, but that's truth. The Holy Spirit's work is different. That scripture says, you diss the Holy Spirit, bad scene. Bad scene. No soup for you. As it said in Seinfeld's famous, no soup for you. Remember the soup Nazi? No soup for you. The Holy Spirit's work is different. He's the powerful third member of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. His job, get this, his job leads people to faith in Jesus, makes it possible for sinful humans to see who Christ is and trust him, be saved. Didn't you notice when you were saved, something came on in your head? Something exploded in your head to put Jesus in all areas of your life. Something came on. That is the Holy Spirit. Speaking against or rejecting the work of the Spirit cannot be forgiven. Why? The Spirit is what saves us all. Do you think you could attack? Do you think you could come against convergence without something going off in your head that is way more exciting than anything you have ever experienced? The Holy Spirit is the ticket that causes your mind to understand the Lord and his presence. If you read about the Holy Spirit in Acts when fire descends on those people, the fire of the Holy Spirit is given to us as Jesus ascends into heaven, the Holy Spirit descends into us. Without the Spirit, you can't be saved. Nobody can. You can't find Christ. He's the gate. Get it? So if you tell everybody the gate is stupid, how can you go through the gate? If you tell everybody the gate is stupid, you can't get through it, and anybody you talk to might not get through it. That's all bad. Without the Spirit, you can't be saved. Without the gate, you can't be saved. If you don't go through the gate, you can't be saved. You can't get into Disneyland unless you go in the front door. You can't go in the side door, the back door. You have to go in the front door. The Holy Spirit is the way in to the Lord, the gateway. And without it, you are lost. And the unfortunate people who speak against the very gateway to God are lost. In this world and the next, we pray for the Holy Spirit in all things, discernment from God. Let me tell you something. You know what happens when a person gets that? You know what happens when you get that? You know what happens when you tell your friends you live by the Word? You know what happens when you tell your kids you believe in Christ the Messiah? You know what happens when people ask you why you believe and you know the answer? You know what happens when you look into the mirror and see a change? You know what happens when you pray for people you don't like? Do you know what happens when you act loving when you would rather not? You know what happens when you're given responsibility and you don't deserve it? You know what happens when you start living life with God? You know what happens when you go to church? You know what happens when you ask questions of your Bible and the Word of God actually answers you? Do you know what happens when you ask God for a better you and he gives you your wish? You know what happens? You know what happens? You change convergence for the better in God, one you at a time. Romans 12:2, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. That means you know. That's the Holy Spirit. That means you know. You look at a situation and you know that you know that you know that you know. It's not enough to believe in God. Just believe in God. Demons believe in God. It's all through the Bible. They talk to Jesus in Scripture. They acknowledge Jesus as God. Too bad. They're lost. Believing is not enough. I need a relationship with him. You need a relationship. Convergence, all areas of your life converge. What are you going to do then? I can't have God in family and not business, in church and not politics. It won't work. In one and not the other. Convergence will suffocate me in that point. I'll be fraud. I'll be a fraud, inconsistent, standing for nothing. Then what happens? Oh, we get all bummed out. We give up, right? Give in to the world, right? I mean, all this stuff is rather inconvenient, and what's the point, right? You know, I'm going to put that in quotes in my notes, you know? I mean, what's the point? Really, what's the point? I'll tell you the point of chapter 20. I'll tell you the point. Isaiah 66. They burn incense, but they also love their worthless idols. They choose their own ways, and they love their terrible idols. So I decided to use their own tricks. I will punish them using what they are most afraid of. I will do this because I called to them, but they did not answer. I spoke to them, but they did not listen. They did what I said is evil. They chose to do what I did not like. You who obey the Lord's commands, listen to what he says. Your brothers hated you. They turned against you because you followed me. Your brothers said, when the Lord shows his glory, then we will rejoice with you. But they will be punished. Boom. Put God in your lives. Be ready. Don't tell God you're going to wait for him and do when you see fit. The world is saying that. When I see God, maybe I'll think about it. In the meantime, I believe in science. You know, the people that say that, I believe in science, most of them never picked up a science book. The world has gone against all that is holy and good, it would seem. We fear even the next day sometimes. Our government struggling to survive. Our America in the balance of good and evil. War everywhere. Hideous behavior in our leadership circles. It's all written in the book. 2 Timothy 3. But mark this, there will be terrible times in the last days. People will be lovers of themselves. Lovers of money, boastful, proud, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy. Without love, unforgiving, slanderous, without self-control, brutal. Not lovers of the good. Treacherous, rash, conceited, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God. Having a form of godliness, but denying its power. Have nothing to do with such people. I just made a pretty big list there, dude. Dude and dudettes. And then at the end of that scripture, have nothing to do with such people. You got to stay focused, man, on what he's given you. You got to stay focused. A convergence filled with terrible things, not of God. That's what's happening here. Convergence is, it's a thing. It's a container. What do we fill it with? What does all this have to do with your business, right? As I ask. Good begets good. Bad begets bad. What's beget mean? Hatch. Birth. Good births good. Brings into existence. Good brings into existence good. Bad brings into existence bad. Duh. When you strive to do better, be better. Function in grace and mercy. Your life yields just that. If you function in grace and mercy, it yields. Galatians 6:7. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. Convergence happens both in the world and in your world, in my world. The world I can witness to, by the way. Right? Even a sinner, all of us, God still shines through in you, in me. Even a sinner, he shines through. Because we pick God. We know we're a sinner. We know we're fallible. But he shines through. Put on the full armor of God, as it says in the book. And attack when convergence as approaches. Can attack the evil that's in it. Attack my politics, my family, my job, my religion becomes God. And God becomes my strength. My politics, my family, my job, my religion becomes God. And God becomes my strength. Matthew 24:36. What happens when we don't do that? But about that day or hour, no one knows, not even the angels in heaven, nor the Son, but only the Father. As it was in the days of Noah, so it will be in the coming of the Son of Man. For in the days before the flood, people were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, up to the day Noah entered the ark. And they knew nothing about what would happen until the flood came and took them all away. That is how it will be at the coming of the Son of Man. Two men will be in the field. One will be taken and the other left. Two women will be grinding with a handmill. One will be taken and the other left. Therefore, keep watch, because you do not know on what day your Lord will come. But understand this, if the owner of the house had known at what time of night the thief was coming, he would have kept watch and would not have let his house be broken into. So you also must be ready, because the Son of Man will come at an hour when you do not expect him. Live your life correctly. Can you cause a convergence? No, you do not cause convergence. You affect convergence. Without God standing guard for you in all these areas of your life, you and all that is dear to you is at risk. 1 Timothy 4, the Spirit clearly says that in latter times, some will abandon the faith and follow deceiving spirits and things taught by demons. Holy Toledo. Kids, rather than go along with the world, a definite loser program, go along with a winning team. Ask 11 men who did just that. Their names: Peter, James, John, Bartholomew, James, Jude, Matthew, Philip, Simon, Thomas. There are more. Paul, Moses, David, Stephen, Elijah, Noah, just to name a few. And oh yeah, Martha, Esther, Deborah, Mary, and the good old boys in America, George Washington, Abe Lincoln, John Adams, Thomas Jefferson, just to name a few. Sinners, all of them, redeemed by the blood of Christ, finding the grace of God in repentance of their sins and prevailing over unspeakable challenges caused by convergence in their time. This is your time. This is your time. Chapter 20, Convergence 2022. It's here. Grab the Lord and engage. All four areas will become strong, secure by the power of God and the perimeter of your life, saved by His holy word. Matthew 16, 19, and I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Now, I put an amen on the end of that because at this time, I thought that was the end of the scripture. I thought that was the end of the teaching. Truly. Truly. And I went to my book, as I do in the morning. I went to my book to study, to see what scripture it was, because I had fear in me. I thought, gosh, this message is so big. It's bigger than me. It's above my pay scale. I don't know if I can, I hope I can handle it. I wish I had some confirmation. I wish I had some confirmation that this was good, that this is good. I picked up my book at my bookmarker. I'm now in Psalms. I finished Psalm 1 yesterday, and I'm on Psalm 2 today. I want to share something with you, kids. This is what was on my book, Psalm 2. Why do the nations rage and the people plot a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, let us break their bonds in pieces and cast away their cords from us. That pretty much describes what's going on right now. What's the next line? Kills me, man. It's great. He who sits in the heavens shall laugh. The Lord shall hold them in derision. Then he shall speak to them in his wrath and distress them in his deep displeasure. Get that, man. The Lord is watching all this, and he's not amused. He's not amused. What else did that thing say? Was there anything else that I thought, wow, that confirms, I feel better about it. Yet I have set my king on my holy hill of Zion. I will declare the decree. The Lord has said to me, you are my son. Today I have begotten you. Ask of me and I will give you the nations for your inheritance. I'll give you the nations for your inheritance and the ends of the earth for your possession. You shall break them with a rod of iron. You shall dash them to pieces like a potter's vessel. Now therefore be wise, O kings, be instructed, you judges of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry, and you perish in the way. When his wrath is kindled but a little, blessed are all those who put their trust in him. Man, it was like describing the politics of today, was it not? Was it not? Oh, my goodness sakes. Chapter 20, Convergence 2022. I ask that all of you write your assignments. Let John speak to you and talk back to him. When you ask God for something and he gives it to you, do you thank him and talk to him? Or when people say all the time, thank God for unanswered prayers. I don't believe that. God has always answered my prayers. It's when I keep asking him because I don't like the answer. I keep asking him as if he didn't answer me. God gives me the answer every time. By the way, John and I have been talking about it. I leave you with the following. I don't believe that God whispers to any of us. He speaks to us. The enemy whispers. The snake, the sneaky one, whispers to cause doubt. God speaks to us. He may speak softly. We have to listen. Sometimes the enemy is loud. You better do this right now or you're going to die. You're not going to make it. You're not going to be a billionaire unless you do this right now. Well, God speaks clearly. He speaks clearly. He doesn't whisper. He doesn't yell. He speaks clearly. Whether it's low or it's not low, he speaks clearly. Listen to him. Thank God for prayers. Thank God that we have a line, an immediate, absolute line to God, to his ear, to the very heart of God. He takes collect calls, by the way, kids. He is waiting for your call. He is answering every prayer you ask. He is there. He is with us. Chapter 20, Convergence 2022, bring him into the fight. Put on the full armor of God. When you see Convergence coming, get it together. Put on the full armor of God and attack. Run into it, as I said, as David ran into Goliath. Fill Convergence with the love of God, and let's see what happens. Let's see what happens. Let's see what God does with it, as they say. Amen, amen. John, let's get started.